I enjoy all the meats of our cultural stew.
Hello and welcome to episode one of the Cultural Stew podcast. I'm your host, and I thought that first things first, I'd apologize for the terrible microphone quality. I'm not going to spend a fortune on a microphone. If, you know, this doesn't amount to anything, then it'll just be a waste of money. Hopefully it does, and I can invest in, you know, some proper equipment and a microphone and who knows, maybe a camera and stuff like that. Who knows? We'll see one day in the future. But first things first, definitely I apologize for the quality of the microphone. So the name of this podcast is quite vague, Cultural Stew, which, you know, I think is actually a really good name. I don't care what anyone says. I think it is a great name. It is from a Simpsons episode. Homer says it in the episode Marge on the Lam, I believe, season 5. Great episode. So, if you haven't guessed already, this podcast is going to be all about wrestling, specifically WWE. What I don't like about it, basically, I mean, let's get one thing straight. I do really like wrestling. I might even go as far as to say I love wrestling. However, that doesn't mean to say it doesn't piss me off. So initially, I'm going to tell you the story of how I got into wrestling, how, you know, my first initial memories of wrestling, everything that I love about wrestling and everything that I despise about wrestling. So my first memory of wrestling is watching WrestleMania 17 on my brother's videotape. Remember videos, the old age technology. We've got DVDs now, obviously, but for you young people who may be listening to this, we used to have these big, daft, clunky black things that were called videos, like a tape, basically. My initial memory of wrestling is watching WrestleMania 17 in my bedroom on a night in bed, probably every night for about 6 months after WrestleMania 17 happened. I had no clue what wrestling was. I had no clue about anything at all that happened in wrestling. All I did really was watch the first couple of matches because I'd usually fall asleep by the time anything came up. And those first few matches were, you know, Chris Jericho versus William Regal, the Triple Threat Hardcore match, Kane, Big Show and Raven. Maybe the women's match, China and Ivory, I think was that WrestleMania, but I'm not too sure. And then I went off wrestling for a while. Well, I suppose I didn't really go off it because I was never really into it. At that point in my life, I was probably about 7 or 8 years old and I didn't watch Raw weekly. My brother did, but, you know, I didn't watch it with him. I didn't start watching wrestling on my own till about 2005. All my friends at school were watching it and, you know, I wanted to see what all the fuss was about, but I didn't have Sky Sports. Here in the UK, wrestling is shown on Sky Sports, and at that point in time, we didn't have it. My mum and dad didn't order the subscription service, you know, but I begged them to get me it so I could watch wrestling, and eventually they did, and then I started watching wrestling. Well, I didn't watch Raw live because it was on at 1 o'clock in the morning on a Monday night, obviously, and I'd be up for school the next day, so I could never watch it live, but I'd always record it and watch it the next day, maybe before school or after school or what have you. And that happened regularly for the next couple of years, from 2005 to maybe 2008 or 2009, and then I just, you know, grew out of it. I became a teenager. I went to secondary school. I was 12, 13, 14 years old maybe, and, you know, watching wrestling isn't the coolest thing, and you just grow out of it like a lot of people do. It wasn't until I left school that I really started to get into it. I'm not sure why, but around the time of WrestleMania 29 was when I first started getting back into wrestling, and I have no idea how. Actually, ironically, I think it was my younger brother who got me back into wrestling, because, you know, he started going through the phase of where you watch it as a child, and maybe he was watching it one night and I just sort of sat along and watched it, and, you know, the rest is history, I suppose. So I've been a real avid fan since 2013, when Money in the Bank specifically came around. I remember inviting a friend round to watch it who was also sort of into wrestling, and we had a really great night watching it, even though it wasn't the best pay-per-view. And 2013 certainly wasn't the best year in wrestling. It had its ups and it had its downs. It was quite entertaining, and I've been a fan ever since. So the next topic of my podcast will be my thoughts on the current product of WWE. I really am happy with the draft. I think the draft, the brand split, the, you know, whatever you want to call it, was a really great idea. And I think it was executed okay. I think obviously it could have been a lot better. when you're not a massive, huge, over-the-top fan like myself, you know, I consider myself just a casual fan now. I don't watch Raw every week. I don't watch SmackDown every week because, in all honesty, I found them boring. I think Raw is incredibly boring at 3 hours. I think even SmackDown's boring. I think SmackDown, when the draft first happened, was absolutely brilliant. I loved Dean Ambrose as champion. I thought it was a great breath of fresh air. The rise of AJ Styles, another great part of the SmackDown at the last end of last year. But, you know, now I think it's just stale, and you know, I think one of the major reasons that it's stale is who the current WWE champion is and who the current Universal champion is, in my opinion. Obviously, you know who they are at the time of recording this on the 17th of June, a couple of days before Money in the Bank. Jinder Mahal is the WWE champion, and I simply cannot get my head around what anyone was thinking when they made that decision. And I genuinely thought, I'd never say this, but I really want Randy Orton to win the WWE title on Sunday. Jinder Mahal as the WWE champion just hasn't interested me in the slightest. I've never, ever liked him. And it's nothing personal against Jinder Mahal. I just think it'd be like him putting the title on Santino Marella or the Boogeyman or Iron Mike Sharp. It just baffles me that the WWE had released someone a few years ago because they had no plans for him. And then not even 3 years later, he's the WWE champion. I just don't understand it. He didn't even go through NXT or anything like that. He just comes back, he has a few matches, and he's a WWE champion. How does that happen? It baffles me. So yeah, I will definitely be rooting for Randy Orton on Sunday. And unfortunately, I won't be able to watch Money in the Bank live because I have to work, but I will be watching it Monday morning or Monday afternoon, probably. Anyway, the announced matches for Money in the Bank are as follows. The Hype Bros versus the Colognes. I didn't even know the Hype Bros were back together, to be honest. I knew Zack Ryder was back, but I didn't know they were back together. I suppose that's better for them both. I'm not a big fan of Zack Ryder. I'm really not a big fan of Mojo Rawley. And I think it was a bit of a waste having him win the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, to be honest, at WrestleMania, but it is what it is. And I suppose I'll do predictions. The typical thing for a podcaster / YouTuber to do is predict the matches. So for this match, I'll predict the Hype Bros. They've just got back together. They're fighting the Colognes, who've got no real future, I don't think. So I predict the Hype Bros. The big one, the main event probably, or possibly not the main event, you know, it could be the WWE Championship match, Jinder Mahal versus Randy Orton. As much as I want Randy Orton to win, I really do think Jinder Mahal will win, and I think we could quite possibly see Jinder Mahal versus John Cena at SummerSlam, maybe, for the title. That is if Cena isn't in any other plans with a specific Roman Reigns. But yeah, I think Jinder Mahal will retain the title. He's got the Singh brothers out with him again, and I think Jinder Mahal will win. The Money in the Bank ladder match, the participants are Kevin Owens, AJ Styles, Baron Corbin, Sami Zayn, Dolph Ziggler, and Shinsuke Nakamura. I really think Baron Corbin's going to win this match. I really don't want him to. I think he's stale. I think he's boring. I've got no interest in him whatsoever, but I think he's going to win. If it was up to me, I'd probably have either Sami Zayn or AJ Styles win. But then again, and a lot of people will disagree with this, I think Dolph Ziggler would be a good winner, and I nearly did predict him. A lot of people really don't want to see him win, but I kind of do for some reason. I don't know why. I'm not the biggest fan, but I really can see him winning the briefcase. Our next match, the Usos versus the New Day for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships. I think the Usos will retain by DQ or something. I can't see the New Day getting pinned on the big return back. It just don't happen. So for that match, I predict the Usos. I've really got no interest in that match. The first ever women's Money in the Bank ladder match. Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair versus Natalya versus Tamina versus Carmella with James Ellsworth, of course. I think Charlotte might win this, probably. I'd like, you know, I think this is a lot more unpredictable than the men's match. I really don't know which one of them's going to win it, and I think it'll be very interesting to see which one wins it. But in all honesty, I think Lana should be in this match, and I think Naomi should be defending a title against someone else, possibly Becky or Charlotte, who knows, one of those two. And finally, as mentioned, the final match announced. We've only got 6 matches announced for this, and one of them's probably going to be on a pre-show for the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship, Naomi versus Lana. Now, this one's been quite controversial, hasn't it? I really want Lana to win this. I think it'd be hilarious if, you know, I know I'm sort of contradicting myself with the whole Jinder Mahal thing, but I think Lana winning this would be, I think it's different. You know, Lana has been around on TV for the past 3 years, Jinder Mahal hasn't. And even though she hasn't been an active wrestler, I think it would be interesting. So yeah, they're my predictions for Money in the Bank. I suppose they don't really matter because no one's probably going to listen to these first couple of episodes anyway. So after Money in the Bank, obviously, we've got SummerSlam coming up. I think there might be another Raw pay-per-view in between, or maybe another SmackDown one and another Raw one as well. But the next pay-per-view after SmackDown is Great Balls of Fire. What the fuck kind of name for a pay-per-view is that? But, you know, it could be quite interesting. The whole Brock and Joe thing, I'll talk about that sooner to the date. I'm not gonna talk about it too much now, obviously, because it's sort of irrelevant with Money in the Bank coming up. Rumoured matches, we've got Brock versus Joe 2, possibly, depending on how well the first match is. Obviously, Brock versus Strowman's been rumoured for the past couple of months. Another big Roman match is John Cena versus Roman Reigns. That could be very interesting. And that is a dream match for some people. And to be honest, off the top of my head, I can't really think of any more rumoured matches we have. We've probably got Seth Rollins versus Bray Wyatt, or Bray Wyatt versus Finn Balor possibly, or, you know, any concoction of those three. Another big rumour is Kurt Angle versus Triple H, but I can't see that happening now. I think it's too short notice. I think I'd rather see that at WrestleMania next year. But I think that's going to be a wrap for this episode. I know it's very short, but, you know, it's episode one. It's just an introduction to myself, really. I'm going to try and get this up on iTunes at some point. I don't really know how you do it, but I'll, you know, watch some fucking YouTube tutorial or something. As for now, it's just on Podbean. I'll share it on Twitter. Please follow me at Cultural Stew Pod. So if you have made it this far, thank you very much for listening, and I will see you at some point next week. Thank you and goodbye. So yeah, for that match, I predict the Usos. I've really got no interest in that at all. And after Money in the Bank, I think there's another Raw pay-per-view. I'm not sure. Oh yeah, of course there is. It's Great Balls of Fire, isn't it? Bloody hell. Fucking Great Balls of Fire. You ruined that. Fuck's sake. Do it again. So I think there's another pit. But yeah, SummerSlam should shape up to be quite good. I just keep stopping. So, you know. That's Cultural Stew Pod. Thank you. Come again. And for that match, I suppose I'll do predictions, you know.